news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And Dr. Bill says set a record high yesterday, maybe getting close to that again today. More details coming up in his forecast. Also, we'll check headlines with Kelly, sports with Dalton, but leadoff batter Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Schillinger and Three Knots, you're going to find a little bit heavier pockets of traffic there. Also already near Dolphin and Old Shell and 65. But once again, a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots pretty quick. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and oddity items, see them at SerpentsOfBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Funeral today for former AL1 Congressman Jack Edwards, who passed away less than a week ago. Services will be held today. Edwards represented AL1 for 20 years. And as we've been pointing out the last couple of days, what a big deal it was for a Republican to win in Alabama in 1964 when he was part of a group, what they called the Goldwater Landslide. I think five or six Republicans winning in the South back then. I think only one remained all those decades, and that was AL1's Congressman Jack Edwards. A great man and a great voice for South Alabama all those years. He was a Marine, graduated with his undergrad and law degree from the University of Alabama, and just a stalwart supporter of South Alabama all those years, even after getting out of Congress. Visitation will start at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Trinity Presbyterian Church in Fairhope. Funeral service follows at 2:30. All right, 7:09, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information has now surfaced about a newly appointed registrar in Hale County because she was charged with voter fraud and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor 10 years ago. And now the Secretary of State is investigating this matter. Just last week, Governor Kay Ivey appointed 79-year-old Rosie Lyles to the position. Shortly thereafter, the governor's office became aware of her conviction after the appointment and then notified Secretary of State John Merrill. A background check was not done before the appointment, according to the governor's office, because those background checks are not typically done for registrar appointments. Back in 2007, Lyles was charged with four felony counts of absentee voter fraud and one felony count of possession of a forged instrument. She pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of possession of a forged instrument in a case in 2009. The felony voter fraud charges were dismissed. The Secretary of State says his office can remove a registrar for cause, but said it appears that Lyles is qualified to serve as a registrar because the conviction was not a felony. As for Lyles, when she was asked why voters should trust her, she said, quote, because I'm a trustworthy person. News out of Baldwin County, a cyclist has died after being hit Tuesday afternoon on County Road 54 near County Road 49 just north of Silver Hill. The victim has been identified as Luis Ramirez Basillo of Daphne. He was 51 years old. State troopers confirmed the crash happened at 7:30 a.m. That's when Basillo was traveling east when he was hit from behind by 38-year-old Audrey Seal of Loxley. Seal was not injured in the accident. Basillo was airlifted to University Hospital here in Mobile in critical condition. He died a few hours later. Alabama State troopers continue to investigate this case at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A frightening attack on a 9-year-old girl in Mobile. 27-year-old Gerald King is charged with kidnapping the child at the in-town suites in Tillman's Corner last week. The child's parents say she got off the elevator on the wrong floor when she was grabbed by the man. As her attacker tried to cover her mouth, she bit him and managed to get away. An electrical fire destroyed the home of a mother and her three kids. The fire happened Tuesday on Fowler Avenue in Ensley. Mary Shannon and her children were not at home when the fire started, but their 6-month-old dog was. The dog died in the fire. A former Alabama congressman will be laid to rest today. Congressman Jack Edwards served Alabama's 1st Congressional District for 20 years. Today, friends and family will pay their respects in his hometown of Fairhope. And beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a star ID. A new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
7:14, FM Talk 106.5. Pretty big test for the Auburn Tigers coming up this weekend.
Yeah, another top 10 meeting. Their third top 25 matchup of the year. Heading to Gainesville, heading to the Swamp to take on the number 10-ranked Florida Gators.
All right, coverage, of course, here Saturday starting at
11:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff.
See, this man knows it all. Check him out right here on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Auburn sports, time for Auburn Sports Today with news from the Plains, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab, D&K Suit Discounters, and T-Bachelor and Son.
On the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn volleyball is in action tonight against Alabama. Coach Rick Knoll.
With this rivalry, it's always going to bring a lot of excitement. It's just something for us. Again, being home is going to be exciting. Having this rivalry game obviously adds to it. But we got to get in and work, and just keep getting better and as coaches, just trying to find the right way to help them get the confidence they need to move forward.
Tonight's match between the Tigers and Crimson Tide begins at 7 at Auburn Arena. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn football continues preparations for 10th-ranked Florida today. It's the first of three straight road games, but that doesn't matter to Gus Malzahn.
At the very first of the year, I looked at the schedule. I put it up there. I told the guys, hey, here's the big picture. But that's the last time we're going to do that. And then, so we're going to Florida. And then we'll go to Florida. We'll come back. We'll have an off week. And we'll get our stuff all cleaned up. We'll get a good plan. And I think, our next game is a road game. So we can't think that way. We got Florida. And that's the only thing on our mind.
Tigers and Gators kick just after 2:30 Saturday in the Swamp. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
It's summer clearance at D&K. Now all suits in stock priced $129 and up, buy one, get one half off, or buy two, get one free designer suit by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Talia, and more. Beat the heat with seersucker or linen suits from $149.95. D&K is your wedding headquarters with ultra slim, slim and traditional fit options for purchase or rental. Free grooms tux rental with any five paid groomsmen rentals. For all your fine menswear needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, and online at dnkmobile.com. Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great start so far this morning. A few accidents we've had have been cleared up. It's just regular delays. No problems coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway and the Causeway all the way to the 1065 split. Government, Spring Hill, and Airport in 65. Starting to see heavier traffic, but nothing out of the ordinary. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at pitsandtonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill will join us here in just a little bit. Yeah, set a record high yesterday, maybe again today. But there is some hope. Some temperatures in the 80s. It's not exactly, you know, people say cool down. And I guess everything's relative. Details from Doc coming up at around 7:35. Also, reading your text this morning at 343-0106. Want to chime in on one of the news stories, or if you see traffic trouble out there, always hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the Alabama Department of Public Health wants you to know flu season seems to be starting even earlier than usual in the northern and east central districts of our state. That's where they're seeing, quote, significant influenza activity as being reported. Now, this is news since many of you may travel out of Mobile and Baldwin County for work and need to be in the know. So the northern district is made up of Colbert, Coleman, Franklin, Jackson, Lauderdale, Lawrence, Limestone, Madison, Marion, Marshall, Morgan, and Winston. And when it comes to the Eastern Central District, well, that includes Montgomery, Russell, Elmore, and Lee. Flu activity in the U.S. generally increases in October and November before peaking between December and February and lasting as long as May. Symptoms of the flu: be on the lookout for fever, aching muscles, chills and sweats, cough, fatigue, nasal congestion, and sore throat. Typically, that begins about 2 days after exposure. People with the flu are the most contagious in the first 3 to 4 days after their illness begins, though children are capable of transmitting the illness for as long as a week. Thankfully, no significant flu activity is being reported in our area. No, it's not your imagination. It has been hot for a number of days, and records are being set across the state thanks to the hot temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 90s. See, temperatures are supposed to be in the low to mid 80s during this time of the year. Now, some of the high temperatures on Tuesday were near or at 20 degrees above average. Here in Mobile, we hit 97 degrees, setting a new daily record and one for the entire month, which was 95 degrees in 1904. Temperatures are expected to cool off in northern Alabama in the next day or so, and a second cold front is expected early next week with a possibility of rain. Stay tuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes with more details. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kennedy for Alabama is on the air. An exciting new political talk show, Friday evenings at 6. Your host, Robert Kennedy Jr., will share the studio with normal, everyday people for face-to-face conversations about Alabama. Be sure to listen, then call or text with your thoughts about the political issues impacting our communities. Let's talk, Friday evenings at 6. Kennedy for Alabama with Robert Kennedy Jr. on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Wednesday style. Hey, coming up, Jeff Poore joins us at about 8:05. Be interesting to get his take on the president's tweet. And I need to be specific, of course, because the president is tweets a bunch.
Yes, he does.
Tweets a bunch. The one that stood out to me, and I saw this, Brit Hume put this put a comment out. Then I saw the tweet. It was one of those situations where the president tweeted. I was doing something like being a dad or something like that, and not paying attention to the constant constant Twitter activity that goes on in the evenings. But it was the president congratulating China on their 70th anniversary, and you may say, well, that's he's doing business. He's trying to get them in a good graces to negotiate. You're talking about the red Chinese. I don't know. We can deal with them, and I think the president is doing a good job internationally, trying to work deals out there. I just don't want to. There's something maybe old school in me that just, like I said, this is not a constant, attack machine on President Trump like so much in the media. But that one yesterday was not put on my list of not favorite tweets from the president.
Yeah, and, well, it's not the first time we've seen this either. I think maybe it was North Korea or one of the other countries not known for treating its citizens very well that he's complimented them or congratulated them on something or another. And I think a lot of people chalk it up to being a negotiation tactic, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm right there with you. There's something about congratulating China, the president of China, for being China. There's something
about
that.
He said, congratulations to President Xi and the Chinese people on the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, with a big exclamation mark. Did we need to do that one? It's just words. It's just words on the screen, but I don't know. Something old school in me, and I'll critique, when I see a reason to critique the president, and that's one of the times I see it. Maybe I'll come around. People, you'll come around. You'll figure out what maybe I will. Right now, when I saw that yesterday, I was with Brit Hume over on Twitter. Said, I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that. Maybe there's some of y'all that think that that's an okay thing or a good thing. You can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106, and we'll talk about it there. And of course, when Jeff Poore joins us coming up after 8:00, we'll talk about it as well. All right, the countdown beginning for the Star ID requirement. You probably have heard something about this Star ID. Here's the story. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey urging people to update our driver's licenses to a Star ID, which will be required next year for air travel.
Got a side note on that in a second. Ivy and the Alabama Law Enforcement Secretary Hal Taylor held a press conference yesterday urging people to get a STAR ID if they think they will need it. STAR ID is Alabama's version of the federal Real ID program, which requires states to upgrade the security of their driver's licenses. It's bad news for kids trying to make fake IDs. Starting October 1st of next year, people will need upgraded IDs or a passport to board domestic flights. It'll also be needed to enter certain federal buildings. People will need to show a birth certificate or other documents to get a STAR ID. A list can be found over at the website for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. You can see all the details there. We'll talk about this more in depth coming up over the next couple weeks so you know exactly what you need to do. But I saw something pretty interesting. So I'm going to get on the plane Sunday morning in Washington at Reagan National. And the line for it was easy getting in. And I you know, went through and printed out my boarding pass and everything's nice and calm because it's like 6:30, 7:30 in the morning or something on a Sunday. It's pretty chill. I hit the TSA line. The TSA line was it wasn't a quarter mile long, but it was dang near it. Took forever. And there was one of these companies, there's the TSA pre-check, but then there are private companies that are moving into giving you this basically they do the background check so you pre-check more quickly. You don't have to go through the normal TSA line.
Kind of like a Disney Fast Pass.
Exactly. And they had set up their kiosk. Listen to this. For entrepreneurs out there, business owners, they set their kiosk up about three quarters of the way back the line. Mm. They must have known that it was going to... And so this is just a talk about business hustle. They were set up with their thing for this, and I forget the name of the product. It was like $125 a year or something like that. And they were signing people up there, telling them if they signed up, they could go ahead and be qualified and move into the the TSA pre-check line.
Wow.
As you're looking at this line of humanity waiting to take our shoes off and our belts off and get our wallets and keys out, they were offering basically a way right then when people are motivated to do it, a chance to pay up to move forward. And I said, as long as they, you know, as long as Reagan National Airport doesn't shut them down, it's a heck of a hustle, man. It's a good idea.
Yeah, you talk to anyone who travels a lot for their job, they'll say that the best thing you can do, one of their best purchases, is to go ahead and get that TSA pre-check. But what happens when everyone gets the TSA pre-check? Will the line back up then?
Right. That as soon as we all move into the spread. But I'm somebody, that's, like my parents do, they travel a bunch and they have TSA pre-check. I don't anymore. I used to when I was younger, but I can't be away. So, I mean, it's twice a year, three times a year, maybe. And then I start weighing the cost of something like that. But now, if we're going to be forced to go back and get a new ID for the state, the STAR ID, the enhanced, while you're at it, you might as well get into a pre-check status so you can fly through the lines.
Might as well. And if you do get that STAR ID, make sure you take a birth certificate or an unexpired passport. Also have to have your Social Security card, which I keep losing mine. I think I'm about to strike out on the Social Security card.
Dalton.
And you also have to take two documents with your home address. So take a water bill or power bill or something like that, too.
Do you have to take your shoes off when you go get the STAR ID?
I think so. And
okay.
Belt.
Okay. Just making sure. 729 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill is on the way with our forecast. And we'll check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No word whether charges will be filed against a driver who hit and killed a bicyclist near Silver Hill. 51-year-old Louis Baleo of Daphne was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile, where he died on Tuesday. Investigators say he was hit from behind by a minivan as he rode eastbound on County Road 54 near County Road 49. The impact broke the windshield of the minivan. Police in Okaloosa County have arrested a church volunteer. They say he showed pornography to children. 23-year-old Alan Cohn has been charged with distributing obscene material to minors. This happened in Fort Walton Beach. Deputies say Cohn showed a 9- and 10-year-old the pornography last December. Beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a STAR ID. The new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings and military bases. Alabama state officials rolled out an information campaign on Tuesday to educate travelers in the state about the changes, which take effect October 1st, 2020. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no-interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Was on the July call with President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky, which led to the whistleblower complaint, new this morning.
In Rome, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo acknowledging,
I was on the phone call.
He has stopped some current State Department employees from testifying to House committees investigating the president asking the Ukrainian leader for a couple favors, investigating a company that did IT work for Democrats, and looking into Joe and Hunter Biden. Bob Costantini, the White House.
The independent inspector general from the State Department has asked for an urgent briefing with congressional committees. House Democrats have set up closed-door depositions from two former U.S. officials with details on the matter. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the U.K. will offer the European Union a proposed Brexit deal today that represents a compromise for both sides. On Wall Street, Dow futures are lower. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A federal court has cleared the way for state and local governments to bar internet providers from favoring some services over others, even as the court affirmed the FCC's right to dump national rules. Even so, legal experts say state and local efforts will be subject to challenges. The appeals court ruling is the latest development to shine a light on states' lead on tech policy. UPS now has a license to call itself a drone airline, although widespread use of the devices for deliveries is still years away. UPS plans to use its new status conferred by federal regulators to make deliveries at campus-like layouts such as hospitals, colleges, and offices. As technology and federal regulations around drones evolves, the company hopes to expand the use of drones, including flying heavier loads. GE has agreed to pay more than $2.7 million to settle allegations that its subsidiaries violated U.S. economic sanctions on Cuba through a former customer. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You can make a difference in the lives of people impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text the word Dorian to 90999 to make a $10 donation. Donations enable the Red Cross to help people recover from this disaster by providing food, shelter, relief supplies, emotional support, and recovery. Ensure your donation helps people affected by Hurricane Dorian by choosing that option on redcross.org/donate.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. Before we get into record heat and cold fronts around here maybe coming, you and I were talking during the news break, and Dalton as well, about Lorenzo, and this is not a hurricane affecting us, but it is of note. Why is that?
Of course, it was a Category 5 out in the Atlantic Ocean several days ago, but now it is moving northeast toward Europe at a speed of 43 miles per hour. And it's expected to bring hurricane-force winds into Ireland Thursday and Friday of this week. And then it will turn and cross England, go right over London, and end up in the Netherlands and Belgium on Saturday. And still producing gusty winds that moves into Western Europe. And also at the moment, it's producing swells across the North Atlantic Ocean that are affecting eastern Canada, the east coast of the United States, the northeastern islands of the Caribbean, and the coast of Europe.
That's it?
That's it.
Unbelievable. When a storm like that, you said, when it gets, does it stop being tropical and become something else? Or how if they're doing okay, if the people
true tropical structure right now, but it's still a big storm system and with the gusts of hurricane force. So it's more of a North Atlantic type storm that you expect to see in the wintertime. And as I mentioned, it'll cross into Europe. But they're going to get some pretty rough weather there for the next several days.
But what do they call that? Like, say they're putting up they're doing the weather there in Shannon, Ireland, or doing it in London. What do they call them, for just a storm, or do they say it's a tropical storm, or what would they call it?
They'll probably call it a hurricane. They'll carry that name when it comes in to separate it from other type storms that move across the North Atlantic.
Wow. All right. So they will be talking about hurricanes in the British Isles. All right. Let's talk about the stats from September and the record for October already. It's just been hot. I mean, the numbers bear that out.
Yeah. September should have 9 days of 90-degree temperatures. We had 29 days. Only one day did not make it to 90, and that was September the 20th. We got up to 88. But that was an incredible month for high temperatures, and it's the second warmest September on record, but it also had the highest ever average daily maximum temperature of 94.3 degrees. A lot of numbers there, but it was the most interesting month. And of course, now we continue with the heat into October. Yesterday we got up to 97 degrees, not only a record for October 1st, but it will be the hottest temperature ever now for the month of October. And Pensacola also set their hottest temperature ever for October at 96 degrees. And there will be temperatures today across interior South Alabama that will reach 100 degrees. Very likely Montgomery will get up to 100. We may see even 101 in some places.
Unbelievable. When do we get a break here?
Break is on its way. And it looks like we'll start to see the cooling occur on Sunday and Monday, and then even more so on Tuesday. In the meantime, we've got a 95 or 96 degree temperature for today with sunny skies. And then tonight we'll cool to about 72. Tomorrow back up to 95 degrees and mostly sunny. And we're not finished yet. Friday, mostly sunny, 95. The weekend, a weak front will move through Saturday. Just some drier air, and we'll see sunny skies and 92 on Saturday. But then Sunday, a stronger cold front will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama, and we'll see some shower and thunderstorm activity, mainly in the afternoon on Sunday. That'll keep temperatures in the upper 80s. And then I expect showers and thunderstorms on Monday as that front moves in. Tuesday, we start to clear off, and a high in the mid-80s, which is close to normal for this time of the year.
All right, finally getting some normal high temperatures. Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, the look of the tropics. How about that? I mean, a hurricane going through British Isles. It's not the first time, but it's of note. And, of course, he's a tropical weather expert, and he has our forecast right here 24/7 at FM Talk 106.5. 7:40, headlines coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Matt Armbruster of Ransom Ministries, who's putting some marginalized people back to work. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Matt Armbruster's calling is to help those who've been dealt some tough blows in their life and make them contributing members of our society. When you and I pass a homeless person, we mostly keep going. Matt stops, he talks to them, and he offers to teach them how to get predictable employment. And they get paid as they learn. He's taught them food service skills and, most recently, electronics recycling. He's an uplifting guy doing good, good work. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still on the scene of an accident, Spring Hill Avenue and the I-65 service road. Traffic's blocked there. Also finding heavier traffic at Moffitt University, Chandler Williams and Snow, Old Shell and McGregor, and off of Dolphin and Airport in 65. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Jeff Poore joins us a little bit after 8 o'clock. And right now we check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And let's talk about that website, Larry.
Let's do, because, you know, as we talked about off the air, we got such a great inventory and it's such a diverse mix, it's hard to talk about it in 60 seconds. So we just invite everybody to go online to lcmmotorcars.com, cruise the inventory. We also got a request page. If they're looking for something particular, they can fill that out. We have a secure online credit app so they can get pre-approved. So it's a lot of different options. Of course, we'd rather just show up in person so we can see their smiling faces over the inventory.
It's right. But, and I want to take a second. If people have not heard us talk about this before, the financing, the options, the old idea was we went and got financing and then we came and saw you. But you've got so many more choices than we can get done in a week.
Absolutely. We've got numerous credit unions who are really competitive on rates right now. We've got different kind of lenders, finance companies, banks, local lenders, and lenders throughout the Southeast. So we've got, like you said, so many different options. We can put the right person with the right lender.
All right. So we know we can check you out online. Give us directions to see you in person so we can smile at you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The man charged with multiple counts of illegal operation of a cemetery in Pritchard has been found guilty on three counts. Cedric McMillan was found guilty of not having a health department permit, violating a cemetery moratorium, and operating the cemetery without a license. And that also includes Heritage Funeral Home and New Birth Community Church, which were also found guilty of the same crimes. There is a fine of $500 for each citation. Last June, Mobile County Sheriff's Office deputies dug up three of the graves in Heritage Memorial Garden Cemetery, and McMillan was charged with three counts of corpse abuse after detectives say the graves were not properly sealed and did not meet industry standards. In that case, it has been bound over to a grand jury. An update to a hazing story we first told you about earlier this week at Troy University. The university has just announced that all North American Interfraternity Conference fraternity pledge activities will cease until further notice. This comes after news that Troy suspended Delta Kappa Epsilon for hazing violations. Delta Kappa Epsilon is the second fraternity suspended on campus in 2 weeks. The first was Sigma Chi. According to the Montgomery Advertiser, a memo was sent out saying, quote, "The Greek system is an important part of our university, and fraternities make many positive contributions to the community through their philanthropy and service. However, we expect our Greek organizations to meet a high standard of behavior and leadership. We feel that this is an important moment to thoroughly review the new member processes of fraternities and to remind these organizations of their responsibilities to themselves and others." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A frightening attack on a 9-year-old girl in Mobile. 27-year-old Gerald King is charged with kidnapping the child at the in-town suites in Tillman's Corner last week. The child's parents say she got off the elevator on the wrong floor when she was grabbed by the man. As her attacker tried to cover her mouth, she bit him and managed to get away. An electrical fire destroyed the home of a mother and her three kids. The fire happened Tuesday on Fowler Avenue in Ensley. Mary Shannon and her children were not at home when the fire started, but their six-month-old dog was. The dog died in the fire. A former Alabama congressman will be laid to rest today. Congressman Jack Edwards served Alabama's 1st Congressional District for 20 years. Today, friends and family will pay their respects in his hometown of Fairhope. And beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a star ID. A new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama. Changing lives one drop at a time. Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
Washington rallies to win the National League wild card game. The Carolina Panthers place a Pro Bowler on injured reserve, and the NHL season begins tonight. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals rallied to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in last night's National League wildcard game, trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning with bases loaded and two outs. Nationals outfielder Juan Soto hit into right field off Brewers closer Josh Hader. Milwaukee rookie outfielder Trent Grisham let the ball fumble under his glove in an error, and three runs scored for Washington, giving the Nationals a 4-3 lead and the win a half inning later.
Wide drive, base hit to right. That'll score one. That'll score two as the ball gets away from Grisham and right. That's going to score three runs. And the Washington Nationals have the lead. They got Soto hung up. They tagged him out, but nobody in this joint cares.
That call was from Ernie Johnson on TNT. Milwaukee got on the board early with a Yasmani Grandal two-run homer off Max Scherzer in the first inning, and then a solo home run from Eric Thames in the second to take a 3-0 lead. The Nationals got one back in the third inning with a solo home run from leadoff batter Trey Turner. No more runs were scored by either team until that huge three-run single from Soto in the eighth. Washington's Daniel Hudson finished the game on the mound for the Nationals, earning the save.
To center field. Robles back. Ball game. And the Washington Nationals are LA bound.
The Washington fans went absolutely wild after both of those plays. Now Washington will head to LA to take on the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. Early in the year, looked like Washington had no chance of making the playoffs. In May, they were 12 games below 500. Now they're headed to the playoffs for the fifth time since 2012. The Dodgers eliminated the Nationals in the 2016 National League Division Series. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays play at the Oakland Athletics in the American League wildcard game. These teams match up very evenly. Tampa has 96 wins this year, one less than Oakland's 97. The Athletics have been dominant at home, going 52-29, good for the fourth-best home record in the majors, but the Rays were the second-best road team in baseball this season at 48-33. The winner of tonight's game will move on to face Houston in the American League Division Series. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers two-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Kawan Short will miss the remainder of the season after he was placed on injured reserve with a partially torn rotator cuff. Short injured the shoulder in week two against Tampa Bay and has missed the past two games. A new story in college football. After Auburn running back Jatarvius Boobie Whitlow scored the Tigers' first touchdown of the game in a blowout win versus Mississippi State on Saturday, he was knocked out of bounds where Whitlow slid into Mississippi State mascot Jack the Bulldog, the real bulldog, not the human in a costume. The mascot's Twitter account later sent a tweet that Jack was fine and the dog did return to the sideline during the game. Now, you know who, PETA has gotten involved.
Oh, goodness, yes.
The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sent Mississippi State School President Mark Keenum a letter urging the university to retire Jack after his blindside collision with Whitlow. Here's part of the letter. It reads in, quote, "Using vulnerable animals as mascots is a recipe for disaster. For example, at this year's Sugar Bowl, Bevo, the longhorn steer used by the University of Texas, apparently broke out of an enclosure and charged the University of Georgia's bulldog mascot, Ugga, nearly trampling him. Even if animals survive their stints as mascots," which I think most
even,
do.
Even if they do. some of them die like of natural causes or what LSU's tiger feline
cancer.
Leukemia or
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, so.
So they say even if animals survive their stints as mascots without losing a limb or their life, it's hard to imagine that they enjoy appearing before raucous crowds. Being forced into a stadium full of bright lights, screaming fans, and loud noises can be stressful and even terrifying for sensitive animals like dogs, who would much rather be at home with loving guardians. So far, no response from the school or from Jack the Bulldog.
Give me a break.
Tonight, the 2019 NHL season begins with four matchups. The defending champion St. Louis Blues will raise the Stanley Cup banner to the rafters before taking on the Washington Capitals at 7 o'clock. The other three games feature Ottawa at Toronto, Vancouver at Edmonton, and San Jose at Vegas. 7:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still slow where we had that accident. Spring Hill into West I-65 Service Road. Still finding delays also from Airport and University, Schillinger and Airport, and also as you're traveling from Tanner, Williams, and Snow with no new wrecks in the roadways. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An U.S. Air Force officer has been arrested and charged with two counts of possession of obscene material. 29-year-old John Morgan is stationed in Pensacola. Last August, agents with the Florida Department of Law identified images and videos of child pornography being downloaded and shared from a home computer on Klondike Road. The images depicted children under the age of 10. Morgan was arrested Tuesday and booked into the Escambia County Jail. The Office of the State Attorney, First Judicial Circuit, will prosecute this case. If you love your college alma mater and you want the world to know it, good news, two Alabama colleges, they have license plates, which are getting a new look. The Birmingham Southern College and Faulkner University license plates have been redesigned. The Birmingham Southern tag will feature the colors of black and gold, which is the college's colors, with a ginkgo leaf in the design. These trees are part of the college's landscape, and as legend tells it, that's when classes are canceled on the day these trees shed their distinctive leaves. And then the tag for Montgomery's Faulkner University features the school's eagle mascot on a white background with blue accents. Each tag costs an additional $50. Net proceeds are distributed to the general scholarship funds of both universities. The new plates will be available for purchase beginning November the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Your chance to turn up your voice next hour, 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, Jeff Poor joins us coming up right after the top of the hour news. That means the news that happens here in a few minutes. That's top of the hour.
Oh, now I know.
All right, there you go.